99. Are you in the clear?
Unit 99 to KMA 907. Unit 99, Sergeant Meredith, 909, in service, on the air. This is Sergeant Dan Meredith of Unit 99 at Headquarters, Police Department, City of Sacramento, California. My detail is to ride in Unit 99, our tape recorder-equipped radio car, and to respond whenever the dispatcher transmits a signal to one of our other units on duty somewhere in the city. At the scene, we make the recordings which we provide for this program. Now, to tell you more about Unit 99, here is our chief, James V. Hicks, Sacramento Police.
When Unit 99 takes off on the dispatcher's radio signal, everything which happens is real. What you hear, happened. This is the standing order to Sergeant Meredith, the officer in charge of Unit 99. Get it on the spot while it's going on. And as you listen, this is what Meredith does. Now, to Unit 99 and Sergeant Dan Meredith on duty.
Unit 3. An attempted suicide at W. Williams, code 2. Okay, 3, KMA 907.
Unit 3 just got an attempt suicide at 300 block on W. We're about 6th and Broadway, which is only about 4 blocks away. Let's get on it. We ought to get there ahead of the unit. In fact, we're here now. 309. Where's my flashlight?
Yes, ma'am.
My husband has slashed his wrist.
Okay, let's get on.
Yes,
you lead the way. Go ahead.
Lower left apartment,
will you? Lead the way.
Hold it.
Go ahead. Seems to be
the
trouble there, boy.
Get on the way, Pooh. Come on
with me. What's the matter? We're here to help you.
I don't want no help. Get away from me.
You want to be like that?
That's what I said.
All right, then.
Want nobody to help.
All right, but that's why you want it. That's... Where you'll have
get out of my house.
Get out of your house? Why'd you cut your wrist? Can you tell us?
I must have wanted to cut
your
it.
Your father's on his way, sir. I'm going to be outside.
His father?
Yes.
Is there anything we can do for you, fella?
No. I just want to die in peace.
You want to die in peace?
What world am I in my house?
We have trouble tonight, huh? But you want us to bandage that up for you?
No.
You sure not?
I know I don't want you to bandage it.
How'd you do it? What'd you do it with? Knife, razor blade, or ice? You been having trouble with your wife?
Nope.
Well, you don't want us to do anything, huh?
No. I'd appreciate it if you'd just get out of my house.
How old a man are you?
29.
Where do you work?
I just told them that you shouldn't stand.
No, okay. Stand by here, wait.
Shut my door.
Okay. Close the door if that's what he wants. Where you are? Your father's coming over?
His father. I called his father and told him he did this yesterday. Mm-hmm. And then he tried to do it again today. He went out to sleep, but he'll do it again.
What seems to be the trouble?
I don't know. He's been drinking heavily. I think that he's a confirmed alcoholic, and all of our bills are due. The man has asked us to move from here, so quite naturally, I got in touch with my mother, and I'm just going to leave, take the children and leave.
Find you have children?
Place.
How many children?
Yes, 3 children. Around the corner, my babysitters.
Well, we'll wait for the unit to get here. Maybe we can do something for him.
But,
He seems to be in a frame of mind where he might become violent. Is that
yes,
right?
Yes, I think so. I definitely think so.
You don't have any guns or weapons in the house, do you? You're positive?
He has 2 knives that I've hidden away.
Does he know
and,
where they
and,
are?
No. And the razor blade that he used yesterday, hid that, but he had another one. And I'm at my wit's end.
And he's tried this before?
Yes, he did that yesterday. He cut in the same place tonight. So yesterday he was pretty drunk.
Well, he
tied it up.
He is bleeding a little bit, but he's not bleeding profusely.
No, he's not bleeding profusely, but he'll do it again.
Uh-huh.
And then it's just too much for me.
How long ago did he cut those wrists?
Yesterday.
I mean tonight.
Oh,
how long has he been bleeding?
I should say about maybe 10 minutes. I don't know. I don't think, not more than that. Maybe 15, I don't know. I don't think he's in any danger now.
No, he doesn't.
But if he goes out of here, he'll drink heavily, he'll come back in and do the same thing again. He's not helped. So.
Now here comes the other police car, the one that got the call.
Yeah, to take the children out and all of that. And I stalled around here today.
Mm-hmm.
And he went on to sleep.
But oh, here, boys.
He woke up just this.
Nice, George.
He came out of there. He's going to put up a big fight.
And Sutton, he's in there. He's cut his wrist, and he doesn't want anybody to touch him. Now,
Your husband, lady?
He's not bleeding too badly. He's not too deep a cut. However, let's see what we can do anyway. Get him to the hospital or bandage it up.
On this side here again?
Yeah. He evidently has locked it from the inside. Let's see if we can get around the back. Can he lock this from the inside?
Yes, I have
a key. This key is in
the
door.
Actually, he'll turn, I'll open the door.
Well, you'll see if you can open it, lady. You don't have to be afraid of it. You can see if you can get me the door open. Is there any way you could have jammed it, you think?
I don't know.
Look through the window there and see if he's holding it. Yeah. The other officer's opening it.
What's the matter here, fella?
I'm using first aid kit.
That's all right. Just
put your hand out of me.
Just lay still.
No, put your hand out of me, I told you.
I see how bad you're cut.
Don't put your hand on me.
Well, we're going to have to take care of you there, Sport.
I don't want nobody to take care of me.
Well, that's a little beside the point. You're going to be taken care of.
Listen.
What do you think about that?
Listen.
We can't have you have your...
Well, we'll see.
Hello. Is this the father?
Yeah.
He seems to be in a little...
What's the matter,
bad man? Mood today.
What's the matter?
Can you talk him into us treating him?
Yeah.
No, razor blade.
Razor blade?
It's right there on the table.
Huh? Let him treat you, will you? You've got your kids to live for, you know. What's the matter with you?
We'll take you down and get you fixed up and everything will be all right. Tomorrow will be forgotten. Tomorrow will all be forgotten.
We have the first aid here for you.
Okay. Put a little bandage on your arm and then things will be okay.
See if we can.
We've got to get you taken care of. Just take it easy. Rest there. You've lost quite a lot of blood here.
Well, let's
just, just take it easy. We'll put a little bandage on and then we'll take you down and have the doctor look at you, huh?
Oh, that's right.
He has children, has he?
Yeah, three kids.
Is there a little strip of bandage in there yet, Jack? Try that on. We used it last night. Yeah.
And you should consider your children.
Everybody's
better off without me. No, that's no way to talk.
No, he ain't talking like that.
Attaboy. Let him put it on you. Here, I'll hold his arm up. Attaboy.
See, that's
the right spot there, Jim. That's it, there. Mm-hmm. Attaboy. Tie it a little tight there.
Just relax here.
Everything's going to be all right now.
Hopefully you hurt my arm.
Well, I don't mean to hurt your arm. I'm trying to make it
warm. Trying to stop the blood.
Stop the blood from flowing through there.
What'd you cut your wrist with?
Piece of blade.
Razor blade?
Yeah, it's on the table.
Yeah, that's fine.
Anyway, put your slippers on. We'll take you down there.
It's only take a minute, then you'll be right back.
Did you want to go too, mister?
You want me?
Well, I think you ought to go with us. I think tomorrow you'll be in a different frame of mind and think differently. Can you make it all right there?
Get around here again.
Yeah, give him a little arm there.
Yeah, this one, though.
Get on the other side, too. That's a boy. Okay. Sutton, where to?
We're going to take him down to the emergency hospital, let the doctor look him over and check him out, see how what his mental attitude is and so forth.
Okay, we'll follow. The unit's at the top of the emergency hospital ramp, Evidently, they're inside. Let's go into Sutton. Had a talk with his wife. And she wants to know what can be done about it. She doesn't want him to come home, so I think evidently what she desires is to have him detained here. Now, what she's fearful of, too, is that he might come home and threaten her as he has verbally.
Has he threatened her and the children in the past?
Just her.
Just her.
And in the condition he's in right now, he might carry that threat through.
There's a good chance the doctor will send him out to the county there and he'd be committed for time at least.
You think that's what might happen?
Quite possible in the circumstances, due to the fact that he did slash himself last night and also again tonight, and that he did threaten his wife. I think the doctor will take all those things into consideration. There's a very good chance he will be sent out to the county there.
Well, I think that's good. How's that feel now?
I feel a little different now.
They
sold me all up.
How do you feel?
I feel a little different. They sold me out.
You feel a little different about this now?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I met this stud. He's the one.
He's the one what?
He's a pretty good straight Joe.
This officer?
Street, what did you say your name was?
Shirts.
Shirts.
He's all right. Don't you feel that they all are?
No.
You don't?
No. Well, Clay didn't think too much of me at first either, Dan. My gosh, but he, I don't think he understands that we try to help people and not try to hurt them or persecute them.
Hi, Doctor. How are you? What is the final on this gentleman's wrist?
Well, she has a laceration of the left wrist, not very deep. And I sutured it up, and we're going to transfer him to county hospital for observation overnight.
Sometimes a police officer's power of persuasion proves more effective than the authority he carries. As you heard, this young man was induced to accompany officers to the emergency hospital for treatment. But for a short time, it appeared that force might be necessary. He was given additional treatment at the county hospital and released.
Unit 2, 922 at 20th and E, Edwards. He's wearing blue jeans and a red shirt.
20th and E.
Check 2, KMA 907.
A 922 is a drunken person at 20th and E, Edwards. We had a call there last night. It could be the same one, judging by the description that was given. Did you put out the call again tonight?
She did.
You did? Where is he?
I saw him running.
Which way?
I saw him running.
This way he took off like that. I was looking for the shovel that he had.
He had a
shovel?
Yeah.
What was he going to do with it?
He's going to beat me. He said he's going to beat me down.
Okay. We'll keep cruising around here.
I didn't know the address. I didn't know the address.
And if he does
because
come...
Because you know that he threatens me, you know. He said that he's going to... You know, he did have a shovel a while ago.
What did he bring a shovel for?
Well, he was real drunk. Just to
what was he
going to
do with a shovel?
Well, hit me or hit him, I don't know.
Why would he hit him?
Because I come over here and visit her.
All right, thank you. Okay, here he is on the doorstep of this home here. I believe he's living here. What's the matter here? You've been bothering your wife again tonight?
Well, I did it one time, yes.
You've been phoning her, too.
I won't lie to you, I know.
You know very well she put
this
a call...
This ain't my address. I have to run around the corner here.
You know she put a call in for the police just a little while ago.
Well, look,
since then, wait a minute.
Can I tell you something? Can I ask you something tell you something,
just
huh?
A minute. Since then, you've called her twice.
Yes, and I told her to get rid of that guy.
Uh-huh, why?
That guy on her porch. Well, look, mister, Mr. Officer, we're not divorced yet or anything like that.
Well, she doesn't want anything to do with you.
I'm not forcing myself upon her.
You
know
certainly
I mean?
Are. You're bothering her.
All I'm telling her is to get rid of that guy until we get a divorce. She's still legally my wife.
That makes no difference. You're separated.
Well, man, what would you
do? How do you know what she's doing with that man? He's got his children over there, and she's keeping them for her.
Where's he go? You show me a child of his over there.
Well, that's what he said.
Well, that's what I asked her to show me a child of his over there. There's no child of his over there. That's why I've been bothering.
Well, until you have,
if you say bother her,
until you have further proof that she's doing something wrong, you better stay away from there. You're going to get yourself into a lot of trouble.
But I think it's just building. I'm just telling you, it's building up to that. It's
you
building.
You think that you might kill him, huh?
Well, I'm not saying now. No, I won't now.
Well, why'd you take a shovel down there tonight?
Because the other night he wanted to come out and fight me. I grabbed the shovel from the man next yards next door there. He wanted to fight me, yeah.
Seems like all you've been doing down there is causing nothing but trouble.
Look, I haven't been causing no trouble.
Yes,
I haven't been trying to cause no trouble.
Now, why didn't you remain down there if you weren't doing anything wrong and have a talk with us rather than to run away like you did?
Well, please tell me what I'm going to do. She knew where I live. She knew where I would come. She knew where I'd
You're
come
over
home.
21 years
yeah,
of
what,
age. You
what,
ought to
what,
know what to
am
do.
I, what am I supposed to do now? A man is fooling around with my wife. Now, what am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to just sit out there? Oh, sure. Go ahead, take her. Just like taking a piece of candy? Go ahead, take her, huh?
Don't you think you ought to get wise to yourself and call it quits with her? Well, she doesn't want you. The best thing for you to do is to go through a divorce proceeding.
I should, yeah. I guess so.
Otherwise, if you don't, then stay
I mean,
away.
I don't want no trouble with the police.
We don't want any trouble with you either,
yeah.
But it seems like all we've been doing lately is having nothing but trouble with you. Now, it's got to be one way or the other. Stand by here a minute, will you? I'm going to put a call in for the unit.
Well, they let me off this morning. I hit the office this morning.
Unit 99 to KMA 907.
Go ahead, 99.
You put a call out for a unit to 20th and E. Edward. Could you send that unit back here?
Unit to 20th and E. Edward?
I'm not going to cause her no more trouble.
Listen, I think what we ought to do right now...
Could you put me on probation and let me go in there and go to bed? And if...
You just sit still. Where's that shovel you have?
I haven't got no shovel.
Are you going to lie to me now?
No, I'm not going to lie to you now.
Why don't you tell me the truth?
All right, I'm not going to lie to you a bit.
All right.
I threw it back in the yard where I got it from. I threw it back in the fence over the yard where I got it from.
Well, why did you get the shovel in the first place?
Well, because that man had a knife.
He had a knife?
Yes, he did.
Did you see it?
Yes, I did.
Did he cut you?
No, he didn't cut me.
Did he attempt to cut you?
Well, he pulled it out of his pocket.
And so...
He didn't cut me. No, he didn't cut me. That's why I ran around this way, and I went in there, and I got that shovel. And I come back, and I told him, I says, all right. I says, I know how to handle these things from when I was in the war. I said, now come on and show me something. I says, come on and show me something. I says, I'll run this thing clear through you. Just like a rifle. I was using like a rifle with a bayonet. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That's the way I was using it. I didn't go up there and threaten the man.
He was on the porch, and where were you when you had the shovel and he had the knife?
I was down. See where that telephone pole is?
On the sidewalk.
Yeah. You know where the walk goes this way?
Mm-hmm.
That telephone pole. I was right by that, and I threw it over in there.
How close were you to when you were arguing about the knife and fight?
Well, I stood downstairs like he was up here, and I stood downstairs like this.
Well, in other words, you're about 20 or 30 feet away from him.
Yeah, I never.
He was sitting on the porch all the time with the knife, huh?
He stood up with the knife before I ever got the shovel. He stood up with the knife, switchblade knife in his hand, before I ever got the shovel. Well, sure, he comes down with that knife. Well, I let him have it.
Mm-hmm.
Let him have it like this. Well, if it happened, that would be it. You know what I mean?
Well, here's the unit. Let's have a talk with the unit here. Stand by there, will you?
Yeah, uh-huh.
You watch him, Bill. Cooper and Hennessy, this is the same fellow we had a call on last night. I believe that you had a call again tonight on him.
Mm-hmm. Sure did, Dad.
I don't want to go to jail again. I just got out this morning.
I think you guys
arrested me last night.
That's right.
Well, Cooper and Hennessy, what are you going to do?
Jesus, please. I just got out last night. I don't want to go back in again. Now, for crime's sake, I haven't harmed anybody, and you let me go. I'll go right in my room and go right to bed.
For how long?
I'll stay there all night too.
After you fellas left the call down there, he phoned her twice.
Since he ran away from
me. I didn't go nobody.
That's right.
He's phoned her.
Phoned her twice. Bothering her still.
A natural born pest.
Oh man, please let me go to bed and I'll just forget the whole thing.
Well, that's what you said last night.
And I'll never bother her no more. No man, if that's the way it is.
Why weren't you in bed when I drove up here instead of sitting out here on these steps? Why were you staying
then? I was just dodging you.
Go to bed and he'll be out there.
And I dodged you.
He'll be down there again. He'll be there.
No, I won't.
He's been bothering her since we had the first call there.
Huh? What do you think? You're going to kick him down.
Honest, I won't bother no more, man.
See if she wants to do it.
Well, it's up to you.
And then if she don't, we'll handle it.
Come on, get me.
Come on.
Well, we're back to where the trouble all started. We'll have a talk with the lady again. We have him out in the car.
Uh-huh.
What do you want done with him?
Well, you know that I went here about 3 weeks ago.
Well, now, let's forget what the past has been. What do you want done with this man tonight? You want to book him against you on disturbing your peace?
Well, sure.
Okay.
He threatens me all day long. He called over here.
Hennessy, you want to get an informal complaint?
Yes.
Okay, then.
He's not helping me any.
Well,
so I warned him. I told him not to bother me. I don't want him.
Was there almost a fight?
Sure. He was drunk. He was arguing. Sure he was.
Where was he standing when he had the shovel?
Right over there. That's what I was just... We looked for the... I don't know what he did with the shovel.
Where was
right over there.
Where was this other man standing?
Right here. He was sitting here. He didn't move.
Did you see a knife?
No.
Is that man here now?
No, he left already. My brother's here. No, he didn't have no... He don't carry it. He lies. He lies too much.
Here's the officer with the citizen's arrest form there. You advisor on this...
I have three kids. I'm always here. I'm always here at home.
And you'll have to be down at the city prosecutor's office at 9:30 Monday morning to sign a formal complaint against the man.
And don't forget to be there.
You have to be there. You have to be there again.
At 9:30?
9:30 Monday morning. Otherwise, they'll come out and get you.
Well, I'll go.
Because you're the complaining witness, and you have to be there to sign the complaint.
Uh-huh.
Same place, second floor.
Second floor of the Hall of Justice, city prosecutor's office, 9:30 Monday morning.
Uh-huh. Okay.
When he comes out,
I don't want to. Now, we'll make sure he doesn't get out for a while. He'll change his mind by the time he gets out.
All right, then.
All right, thanks.
Good night.
What'd you say?
You heard what I said.
No, I didn't hear you.
When I get out of jail, I'm going to go to Nevada and get myself a gun. You don't need a license up there to get one. I'm going to come back and shoot a dead duck when I get out of jail.
That's pretty harsh words there.
She's dead.
You want to repeat that again?
I'll repeat it a dozen times. She's dead when I get out of jail. She's a dead duck. I'm going to go get myself a gun and kill her.
This was the second night in a row in which this gentleman became involved with the police. This time he was charged with disturbing the peace and sentenced to 90 days in jail, with commitment withheld on condition of good behavior for 1 year. I rather doubt that we have heard the last of this man. He seems obsessed with the idea that he must supervise the conduct of his estranged wife, and his threats at the time of his arrest are an indication of potential trouble.
This is Unit 99 in Sacramento, California. These on-the-scene tape recordings were provided by the Sacramento Police Department and were made on duty by Sergeant Dan Meredith in Unit 99. Your host is Chief James V. Hicks of the Sacramento Police Department. Unit 99 was directed by Tony Kester and came to you from Sacramento.
Unit 99 to KMA 907. Unit 99, 908 coming in. End of tour.
Unit 99 has come to you through the worldwide facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.